Who am I? I'm just a person. A person like you. With friends, family, job, things to gain, things to lose. But who am I really? In the bigger picture. I'm much more than that. I'm made of stars. My DNA is the same as that of the tree. I am part of a universe that is billions of years old. A planet that is 4.5 billion years old. And in the scheme of history, my life as just a person is just the blink of an eye. Today's government, democracy, capitalism, these things are based on ideas that are only 200 years old. And it would be great if they could work. But in so short a time, our world leaders have presided over an extinction of life on this planet. An extinction that scientists are calling a sixth major mass extinction, comparable to the events that wiped out the dinosaurs. But I'm not worried about nature. Nature will go on. Nature is billions of years old. It has the time. Humanity, on the other hand, does not. So it's time to start talking about human civilization. How we can live. How we can coexist without destroying the very fundamentals we need for life. Our leaders have raised us on a lie. On the idea that money is the sum of life. But you cannot eat money, you cannot breathe money, and all the money in the world won't add another minute to the day. So it's time to start talking about reality, about the real future, about what's coming. In order to understand the future, you have to understand the past. And despite all our knowledge and technology in the current age, we have less wisdom than we have ever had. We have forgotten the wisdom of our ancestors, the wisdom that allowed them to live in the harsh world of nature so that we may exist. Most of history was a very brutal place, a place where the harsh laws of nature reigned supreme, survival of the fittest. And as today's synthetic world order spirals out of control, that ancient, brutal world will emerge with a vengeance. This is the real storm coming. The real world emerging in reaction to the nightmare our leaders have created. Our leaders aren't creating a fantasy world for you and me. They're not creating a world where everyone gets to live, where everyone will have money and freedoms and rights. Wake up! Only 1% of the 1% own half of the wealth on the planet. They're creating a disaster. And as their situation spirals out of control, the ancient primordial laws of violence will ultimately decide who lives, who dies. Amid the chaos, people will demand a leader. Not a democracy, not human rights, but a leader, a person, who can create order out of chaos. And this will be a very harsh person, because they will have to be. They will be an emperor, a god king, an agent of fate. And if we, as a species, have any hope of survival, we will have to get back to the ancient laws, to the eternal laws of nature. Now this all sounds very scary, don't be afraid. Because your life as an individual, it is fleeting, it always has been. Every person is born to die. But as part of the universe, as part of nature, you are part of an infinite spirit that transcends time and space. You are so much more. You are a seed. No one can bury you, because you'll just grow. While your body may perish, your ideas and your spirit will reemerge. You will become like the tree. 300 feet tall, because your DNA is the same as that of the tree. The material in your body is that which makes the stars that light up the darkness, and the night is always darkest, just before the dawn. From the ashes of an old world, a new one rises. In the destruction of the false, the truth is crowned as king. Life, death, these are eternal cycles. So you have a choice. You can either embrace your destiny, or be crushed by it. Live a fleeting life, or be part of immortal forces. None of us will live forever. We'll live in our actions, a as nature's revolutionaries, as agents of fate.